The little girl looked up and saw her, and for a moment they both remained frozen, locking eyes on one another. The girl's expression made it clear she was battling within, determining if it was worth letting the recipient escape. Maxine was afraid to swallow the dry air assaulting her mouth, but she did so anyway, then held up her index finger to her lips, urging the kid to be quiet. The little girl nodded and went back to her sketch pad. Maxine knew it was breaking one of the rules to intentionally aid the recipient of the envelope in any way on mail day, but she was relieved to see that the little girl had a big enough heart to stay quiet. "Thank you," Maxine whispered, with tears pooling in her eyes. Then she turned and headed toward the trail, staying low in the waning daylight in hopes the dugout would block her long enough to get into the woods. As she reached the edge of the forest, the little girl screamed from the dugout,
"She's over here, going in the woods!"
Maxine's stomach tied in knots. She turned, locking eyes with the girl, a silent plea. The girl just stared, wide-eyed, her lips trembling. Then she whispered the words that sealed Maxine's fate.
"I'm sorry. We have to tell."
Maxine couldn't fault her for it. She had done the same when she was younger, giving away the location of a fleeing resident who was unfortunate enough to pull the red envelope from their mailbox. She wondered if this was karma for all those years ago. She didn't have time to feel sorry for herself, though. She needed to get as far into the woods as possible before the others reached her. The dog barked wildly, sending ice through her veins. It was Mr. Roberts' German Shepherd, Harper. She'd petted him dozens of times, fed him treats. Now his snarls were primal, his eyes empty, his only instinct to kill.
"She's entering the woods,"
Mr. Roberts yelled. Running footsteps followed, and that was all Maxine needed to enter the trail. After a few minutes of running along the dirt path, she cut through the unkempt forest and came to the river. The rushing water slammed against the large rocks scattered across, plowing through with an intensity that would be impossible to track.
"Please."
There was nowhere to go. Darkness settled in behind the swaying branches of the trees, but instead of making her feel hidden, all it did was add to the fears consuming her. If she followed the river on land, they would find her. If she tried to get to the other side, she knew she would likely drown. It was a matter of picking the lesser of two evils, and she trusted her ability in water over escaping a swarm of determined townsfolk and a rabid dog. Maxine closed her eyes and sighed, then jumped down the washed-out embankment into the water. As soon as she touched the river, the strength of its current wrapped around her. She plunged below the surface, slamming off protruding rocks like a pinball. The back of her head cracked on a large stone, sending a jolt of pain through her cranium. She tried to scream, only to have her mouth fill with water. Even in the freezing temperature of the river, the warmth of the blood pouring down the back of her head let her know how bad the wound really was. As her body continued to travel downstream, she desperately tried grabbing onto anything that would stop her. Eventually, she would reach the dam, plummeting to assured death, if she even lived long enough to make it there. An overhanging tree root dangled over the embankment up ahead. She prayed that her timing would allow her to grab hold of it before it was too late. She zoomed toward it, struggling to stay above the surface long enough to get a good look at it. But she was determined, and when it appeared close enough to reach for, she attempted to lunge from the sharp current, wrapping her fingers around the smooth surface of the root. Maxine dug her nails into the wood, holding on for dear life. The water continued to pull at her lower half, and she heard a small crack in the base of the tree root.
"No, no!"
And then her prayers were answered. The root cracked, but in doing so, it bent inward, closer to the embankment. Her body slammed into the washed-out wall, but she was ready for the impact this time. She threw herself at the edge, grabbing hold of the grooves created by the overhanging tree. With all the force she could muster, she pulled her body to a hollowed space of land, remaining beneath